fruit. And more really. So you have to respect that past mind appearance in the heart of devotion. That is more real. This is both my order. But here you will find, when I came first in the mosque, Gaudiya mosque, I saw that in a hired house, the deity of Mahaprabhu was in a room, installed in a room on the roadside, on the first for ground floor. And also I saw that the Guru Maharaj, he on the first floor in a room, he was living. I asked a devotee that this Mahaprabhu made by wood or earth or what is that? He believed me like anything. Yeah? What do you say? The Mahaprabhu, he himself is here. Not by art or by wood or by metal, no. He himself is here. He told my, but all right, he himself is here. But why your Gurudev, who is considered to be the greatest devotee, he is not by the side of Mahaprabhu, who himself is here? That was my question. If Mahaprabhu himself would have been present here, then the greatest devotee must have been seen on his side. But he is on the first floor and he is deity on the ground floor and near the road and he is in a safe position. What is the reason? Then he told me that here is also Mahaprabhu. In his heart there is also Mahaprabhu. He is not without Mahaprabhu. He is always engaged in showing his devotion to us Mahaprabhu who is residing in his heart. And that is higher expression, he told. I could not understand so much, but still I thought that yes, there must be something, some reality in this argument, in his statement. And afterwards I came to know that here also Mahaprabhu, in devotee's heart, and in the deity there also Mahaprabhu, that this is higher expression than the expression in the deity. Parabhuha vaibhava antarjani archa. In this way, in five gradations that mood, original deity expresses himself in this world.
In five expressions?
Yes. Paro, already in the original position, Buho extended self on all sides to manage the Vaikuntha affair. Vaibhav, who comes down to this world, Moksha, Kurma, Varaha, etc., Nisimha, Bhavana, etc., who comes down to this material world to do some help to the fallen souls. Antarjan, another expression is in the heart, the Paramatma. Every soul on his side, the super soul Paramatma. And then Archa, the fifth is Archa. That is, he comes to our level of sense thinking to attract mind, energy and attention towards that finest plane. From this gross plane, he has come down to the five expressions of the Supreme. It is specially mentioned in Ramanuja philosophy. Parabhuha vaibhava antarjani archa.
Past time, we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam of devotees having direct experience of the Lord.
Having
experiences through Sri Murti, speaking.
Yes.
Coming off the altar.
Yes, Sakshi Gopal.
Yes, Sakshi Gopal. Radha Raman, then there's Kutri Kudman. These are also possible. He can assert everywhere. If he likes, he can assert himself everywhere, in a way, according to Sweet Will. He is everywhere. Even he came breaking the pillar to Prahlad as Nrisimha, no big girl. And it is easy to come as big girl as a whole. It is easy thing. Even he can come from an atom, he can come out and assert with full force. He can do anything.
But something is greater to be learned in the association of a devotee than the Srimurti, because the devotee is emotionally.
That is passive, and here it is active. And in book also it is passive, but more living than Srimurti. The book, the Shastra, that will give me more than the Srimurti. And the sadhu would give more than what the book can, the scripture can give. It is a general. But to a devotee, everything may be a fullest conception, especially when he wills. Bandhaki bham haya ibrindavan, even a jungle can give a conception of Vrindavan and the Krishna. Everywhere he may find. By his will, he can do anything and everything with a devotee. That is a separate thing. Otherwise, this is under regulation. His regular, ordinary sanction is this. But by special will, he can do anything and everything. Ordinary law of the country, and then this emergent law, some ordinance may be proclaimed. Everything belongs to the state during the war. No personal property. His autocracy is above all. General law is there for general public, general people, students, according to gradation, step by step. But special characteristic is reserved to be utilized anywhere and everywhere.
Not yet. I'm a little worried.
A general diet? Curd?
Yes.
Or buttermilk?
No, curd.
I read in Swami Maharaj's Bhagavad Gita that prescribed duties. Prescribed duties there can be material according to the psycho-physical condition of the jiva or the conditioned soul. He can have prescribed duties, but then the spiritual master, he may give spiritual duties, spiritual instruction. So there seems to be some distinction.
Prescribed, that is in the Shastra. for the general.
Yes. But we're not working on that.
Suppose in the medical book, there is some general instruction for the patient, for the disease. But a specialist, a doctor, he may compare there and he may give something more special, collecting from the general laws to a particular patient.
Yes.
And there are so many medicines recommended for this, but this particular medicine would be much helpful to you. The doctor, the specialist, he may select.
I see.
But in this hospital, the general direction for the public. And the special arrangement may particularly by a doctor who knows the patient very completely. That is maybe thing.
And a question about in reading some purports of Swami Maharaj, it appeared that one should not take sannyas unless he is sufficiently purified, unless he is free from some anarthas, that it would be wrong to prematurely take this position. Is that is correct?
Yes, it is also general and particular. When Napoleon came back from Moscow, the greater portion of his army was finished. Then he passed a constitution when he reached his country, France. Anyone of this age must join the army. And the less qualified army led by an expert general, they could do havoc. Then what do you say?
I'm wondering if sannyas.
Sannyas. So,
or?
When under the guidance of a good general, this ordinary soldier may be raised to a higher position for the necessity. He will get the benefit of the grand guidance. No risk, no gain. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Sadharma Nijanam Sriyo Paradharma. Don't risk. Where you are, according to your capacity, you do the needful. Don't be much ambitious. But at the same time, Sadhudharma Anparityajya, the clarion call. Give up everything, come to me. The constitutional method and the revolutionary method. You may lose, but if you gain, you will gain very much. With this risk, you will much. Pashchaivahitu paryatitu kubhidu in Bhagavatam. And Sadhudharma Anparityajya in Bhagavatam. Revolutionary method. If you are courageous enough, you want to risk enough, come, take revolutionary. Shortly you will get the success. And in the ordinary way, it will take long, long time to reach the goal. Something like this. In Shastra, it will be added. So, ordinarily, when not such a strong spiritual guardian, you don't take so much risk as to take sannyas. But if under the guidance you get from a great personage, you leave everything, take his courage and join him. And in a very small time you will gather such merit that if you fall afterwards, it may not harm you much. In the meantime, what you have acquired, that is enough for life together. You follow?
Yeah.
Something like that. If you get the chance of a higher guidance, a higher market, reward market, Only 2 years he would be a priest, a merchant priest. But in ordinary market, don't risk so much. And this way, the guidance, the guru, as you get, you may rest. And if you also find inspiration from within to jump, you can't control you, you jump. You may, a leg may be broken, but still you won't care, you will march. That is Tasyaiva hetu prajati tu kovidu mudadbhati jat bhamatam upajyadha tallabhati dukkha vadan natasukham kali nusadvatta guhiram. The 10th slok that Devarsi Narad did to Vedabhyas, just concentrating these, the meaning of this 10th sloka, and go on writing Bhagavatam. This is the 10 outlines that I am giving to you. There is one sloka is this. From time immemorial, we were moving in a vicious circle, going up, down, action, reaction, action, reaction. But any time you get some chance, you jump out of that vicious circle, not describing that stale and eternal path. Try to jump, come out. And if you got some harm, does not matter, because here in the vicious circle, eternal circle, you have no chance to come out. So by coming out forcibly, you lose something that is also desirable. Because what you gain by that is very, very rare. That cannot be acquired in this ordinary cyclic order. So, for the service of the Lord, if you take risk from the Varnasram Dharma, the sannyas, the brahmacharya, grahastha, panapastha sannyas, if you take immature sannyas, renunciation, you may lose your character. But if you can get some chance of serving under a pure devotee for the time being, constant service for the time being, you will acquire so much at that valuable thing at that time that will help you in your future life extraordinarily. Do you follow?
Yes,
that is the purpose.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. It is mentioned there. Tattva kava bhadrama bhutamushtakim. What laws is incurred there, and what is the development going high and the next moment to come down, again going up and next moment to come down. So the high and low have no peculiar position. But you try to jump out and you incur some loss for the time being, but for the good cause, you must risk, otherwise you won't be able to come out of the vicious circle. So try for that. So sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Come to my review, my shelter. Ahamkang sarva. If any injury occurs there, I am here, I am to compensate. The assurance is there. So for the good cause, otherwise if we are helpless, no hope, no prospect, nothing of the kind, so simply to get the name and the fame of a role of sannyas, that I am a leader of the society, I have taken sannyas, ajajyo, for all these low means, don't take risk, not venture. But for the real cause, you must take risk, no gain. That method will be welcome.
I've also read.
In this chance, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommended what he told, that no, very easily you should give up this garas of the world, householder's life. This is more safe, though speed is not very quick, but safe position. But our Guru Maharaj, he gave a call, a general call, come and try to serve under me, you'll be more than I. So he did not give much stress on the household. Take risk, come, I am conducting a general mass march towards Mahaprabhu's throne. Come and join me, and you will be paid honorably.
I was going to say that I've also read in Swami Maharaj's Bhagavad Gita that a sannyas who is not pure in heart is simply a botheration to society.
Sannyas is of three kinds. One, being fully prepared. But how to be prepared? What way? So, three kinds. Vedic, Diksha also, but the worst, if we get the chance of a good guide, then if at heart I can accept the very destination, then I can take risk. But if I am not have clear conception of the destination, I need not take risk. Clear conception, but I am not fit. But by the help of my friends and my guide, I shall try to make the some loan like thing that those defects, to compensate those defects by the power of the guide and the company. That is necessary. In the eternal path, I may receive some injury, does not matter, still I must attain it. I must be sincere. If I am sincere, sincerity is always reckoned the highest place. If I am sincere in my destination, that I want that, I am not satisfied with anything but that, then I should take a risk, then I shall get such a chance. Jatra kala bhadra madhu ramushtakim kovatra parra avajatan sadhatmata. In the ordinary life also we may find, you must take a risk. That inner urge will come, but I must take a risk, the chance has come to me. So you cannot but take a risk. But the favorable circumstances, surrounded by the friends and guided by the good guardian, they should take risk. The injury that may come due to my inability, that will be amply compensated. Whatever small thing I shall acquire in the short time is there. Nahi kalyan kit kasti durgati jintata gacchati. But still there will be some who cannot, who is insincere. If by imitating others he may take such a, he will be loser. The imitation is to the loser. The sincere aspirer, he may be rewarded. Then, and the imitation won't help us. Imitation without not having the necessary quality. If only by ambition I want to copy another self for fame and the name, that is another thing that is bad. a sincere hankering, inner heart, that must be encouraged. Mahi Kalyan Kutka, because he is everywhere and he is supporting the good. He has got a promise that you are always back, so he is sincere and that has got good object in life and always back. That must be taken sincerely. That is all important. The attempt must be sincere.
Maharaj,
this
also applies to Hari Nam and also to Bhiksha initiation?
Initiation is not laudable. Sincere hankering, and that should be encouraged. And what defect is there, that can be minimized and compensated shortly. But the sincere hankering must be there. And the imitation is bad. The Sahajya section, their imitation is short time you want to climb the cliff and pick up the mountain. Wholesale engagement. Sannyas means wholesale engagement in the service. That means sannyas. And also, in the ordinary sense, grihastha and sannyasi exclusively devoted and partly devoted in this sense. But there is, it is possible that a grihastha may devote 100%, whereas a sannyasi may not devote a small percent. It is also possible. Because there are so many parts of the devotee. The eternal devotees, they also come here as Grihastha Bhakta sometimes. But they are not to be reckoned within this circle. This is about the devotee, sadhaka. That are within, in the process of realization, not fully realized soul. Fully realized soul, they may come as sannyasi or grihastha or in any section, they are all right, some person. No question about them. But for those that are in the process of realization, the question about them. The sincere should be encouraged. And meditation should be rejected, discarded. If you approach the truth, truth comes to embrace us with greater speed, a greater earnestness. He is so by nature. Only we are barred because of our free choice in the other way. Otherwise, that is our birthright in one sense. Sarupe sabadhaya gulopiti. Our innermost right is there. But we are we are foreigner in our own home. Now I stop.
Jai Om Nishri Pan.
No one.
There must be ear of that type which can catch that nectar, sweetness from the sound. Which is sweet to one that may be bitter to another, according to the taste. Tintadaradamudinam kudu saiva justa sadhikramada bhavati kadu kadu mula hunti. Rupa Goswami said, Sat Krishna nama charita adi sitat pavidya taptrupa rasanasya naruti kanu. When our tongue is influenced by ignorance, the inner tongue influenced by ignorance, the name tastes to be very bitter, the name of the Lord. But that name is the medicine to remove that defect in our inner tongue. It says that if there is bite, attack of bite, in the body, then tongue is affected, then sweet things taste bitter. But the sugar candy or some sweet meat that is medicine to remove that bitterness. And when the bitterness will be the disease of the tongue will be removed, what was experience previously as bitter, that will taste gradually sweet, sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. So Krishna nama is like that. To the ignorant, it is a very bitter, repulsive. But that is the medicine to remove that ignorance. And then gradually it will come with his slowly, glorious sweetness that will charm the whole existence.
ISKCON devotee once told Swami Maharaj that you are like a cow giving transcendental milk, but actually like a Surabhi cow because you're never running out, always giving. You feel like that with your divine grace.
Parama.
Some emblem may excite us about infinite, and we ignore that finite thing, and we are caught by the infinite which is excited therefrom. Bandhaji Brahmayi Vrindavan. Looking to a jungle, at once the Vrindavan comes in his memory, and he is captured by the whole heart captured. a brisky boy will reborn the memory of Krishna himself. So many things in the world. When we are in lower position, even the trivial portrait of Krishna and other things, devotees, that may rouse some hatred within us. This is only dog, the idol worshippers. They are causing so much, creating nuisance in the country, in this way. But if one has got real eye within, he will see not only the beauty outside, Sakshat Govindam. His mind is the character of Vrindavan, so many lila. A slight connection. A slight connection of thing will rouse the whole thing, Krishna lila, his dham and tea. So there is a saying that one devotee saw a vulture on the sky and began to chant, "How sweet, how sweet, how sweet," the vulture. Why? The vulture reminded him about the burial ground, the cremation ground, where so many bodies are left. From vulture, mind goes to the cremation ground. And from cremation ground, there are so many cows, and that skin of this cow is utilized in the mridanga. And when that mridanga is played on with the chanting of Krishna Nam, how that is, how sweet that is. So immediately from vulture, the mind coming through that cremation ground to the mridanga, then to the chanting of the devotees, and this, as if the song is entering into his ear, and he is, how sweet, how sweet. In this way, the connection may come to a proper heart, slight connection. May rouse ocean of joy. On the other hand, the real thing may come, Krishna himself may come on his front. Oh, you Duryodhan said, Shishupal, you are at the root of all the mischief here. Listen. So here, look around. The credit to him. If no I, then beautiful things are easier. But if I is there and see sweetness from ordinarily, things which is at least you can only take good from everything. You can take good everywhere, see good everywhere, Paramahansa. Paramahansa devotee, Sabar Jangam Dati Nagaki Dharmutti, Sambhatra Surayata Arishto Devasputti. Outwardly, he is saying this nature and the living body. Outwardly, but if he is in connection of Krishna, then pan comes from within, and he is overjoyed by that feeling. Mahaprabhu, when first approached to Puri Jagannath, 6 or 10 miles just from distance, he saw the Chura, the summit of the temple and began to cry and dance and sing like anything. Only a few miles took a long time for him to come. That was in progress. Sometimes falling flat, frustrated. Parents, pranam, dandavat, sometimes dancing, sometimes chanting, painting in this way. Only 2 miles became a long distance. That's the feeling maybe. The eye is in his eyes, with bodhasam, diksha. Diksha means to acquire such eye, inner eye. With bhagyan, the second eye, the upanayan. The another eye, upramudin, upanayan. Another eye. By sacred ceremony, it is meant to be imparted another eye. To see things around. That is the eye of judgment, the theistic eye. Try to see with the eye your friend with infinite affection for you. Don't be afraid of anything. Get the eye to see that you are surrounded by a friendly circle. The depth of the vision of the eye very appreciated. The